I knew right away that I wasn't going to enjoy my exile experience. Once I had dropped over the horizon and had left civilization behind me, I began to notice, well, all kinds of creepy things I'd never noticed before. You know that juniper tree on the south side of the creek? Back in happier times, I had marked it many times for communication purposes, and it had always struck me as a happy little evergreen tree. But now, it didn't look happy. In fact, it seemed to have taken on the shape of a, well, some kind of headless phantom wrapped in a cape. And you know all those big cottonwood trees down by the creek? I'd always thought of cottonwoods as big friendly trees, trees that offered shade on a hot summer day, trees that welcomed a weary traveler. All at once, they didn't look so friendly. They looked old and gnarled, stern and angry, and their outstretched limbs reminded me of, well, claws. And remember those willow trees that grew down in the creek bottom? All at once, I recalled another name for a willow tree. Weeping willow. Why? I have no idea, but all of a sudden the name sort of fit. I mean, those willows looked very sad about something and even made a moaning sound in the wind. As you can see, my exile had gotten off to a bad start. 5 minutes alone in the wilderness might have been fun, but the rest of my life, you might say that I didn't do much of anything for the rest of the day. I just wandered around in circles, trying to avoid monsters and hoping that someone up at the house would. But then the sun went down and long shadows started creeping across the land, and things got 10 times worse. Night birds made eerie sounds. Distant coyotes shrieked and cackled. Bats zipped past, little winged phantoms that never gave you time to see them. Every bush became a slouching monster. Every tree a skeleton's bony hand. Every shadow a